moving forward. But I've been kind of just looking on the inside for all week. I do it every year to see if the Lord will give us a word for the year, you know. And I just kept feeling what the Lord just kept ministering to me and kept saying, I want you to move forward. Because how many knows God is a moving forward God? And I mean, he don't move forward into nothingness. I mean, and when he moves his people forward, you look through it all through the Bible, I mean, they just increase and increase. And I told Teresa, I think it was yesterday, I told her, I said, you know, I said, I'm not even working for money anymore. I said, you know, I go to work like all the rest of us, you know. I'm not against work and all that, you know. But how many knows we're employed by Jesus? When we're born again, the Bible says we do our work as unto the Lord, right? And that we know that the Bible says that promotion comes from the Lord. You know, and that might come through the natural realm, you know, but promotion comes from the Lord. You know, and I told Teresa, I said, you know, I said, I believed it for many years, you know, reading the Bible, not just studying it to preach and all of that. That's my calling. I got to live like everybody else by faith, right? I mean, that the ministering is my calling. I didn't put it on me. I didn't choose it. He did it. And I'm fine with it. I'm in it, praise the Lord. But outside of that, you know, I've got to live and walk by faith like all the rest of us, hear from the Lord and move forward with him. But all through the Bible, all of the ones, the patriarchs that went before us, and you can read about them in Hebrews 11, and their life, not just what that it says, their life, they followed God and they increased. I mean, they increased and increased until they were very rich. You know, that's been a, like, not really a cuss word, but something like, I wish you wouldn't mention that in church, prosperity, that, you know, and all of that. But the Lord told me one time, he said, I didn't put you down here. He said, I didn't put you down here to live without me. He said, I put you here and drawed you to me so that you would give your life to me and I would lead you in my ways and in my promises that I would make you prosperous on this earth. See, the people in the world, they're going to look at Christians. They're going to look at the church. They're going to look at them and they're going to say that, especially in this last days, they're going to say they know God. They know Jesus. You know, they're walking in something that we ain't got. We want what they want, what they have, praise God. And talking about Jesus, you know. And so God began to speak to me about moving forward, you know. And I need you, Beth, to find that. I scribbled it out, but I was supposed to read it, especially after Johnny got it. It was it's Philippians 3, I believe it's 13, 14. I believe it is. But how many knows God's people need to have a plan to obtain and walk in everything that God has in store for them? And I mean, there's a lot in that Bible. I mean, but we need to have a plan to walk in more of God, get closer to God, you know, to have his provision, to have his healing anointing in our lives when things attack us, that we have a shield of faith, that no weapons formed against us will prosper, you know, because this earth is cursed. I mean, the curse moved in this earth in Genesis when Adam gave authority over to Satan. And then that's when sin and the curse and dying even moved in. I mean, they living 900-something years old, man. I mean, they had to learn how to die, you know. And we're learning how to live, praise the Lord. But you know what? I mean, it entered in. And I mean, the Bible says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. He's redeemed us from that curse. Now, that curse is in this earth, but we don't partake in it. We don't partake in sickness and disease. It might attack us and our symptoms in our body, but how many knows the Bible says in Mark over there, 11, whatsoever things we desire, we pray, believe that we receive it, and we'll have it. But he says, speak to those mountains. Speak to those things. Jesus cursed the fig tree. That's an example for us. The Bible says all scripture is written for our example. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the breath of God through holy men of God, the Bible says. And so how many knows we as God's people, I mean, already the last of last year, I made preparation. I did things in the natural, releasing my faith to prosper this year, just like I do every year. But God told me, he said, I'm going to increase you more and more and more as you follow me. That's what he's saying. He said that 2024 is going to be an extraordinary year for those that will believe him, those that will get in there and follow the plan of God. See, I don't know what God's will is for every one of y'all. I have no idea. I know some of it. If he's planted you here, I know what the plan of God is somewhat here. It's to help you and you help us and we help each other to fulfill God's calling in each one of our lives. And it will be getting us involved in even more ministries, street ministries, jail. I'm not saying this year, but they're in me. These things are in me, and they're not for me. They're for me to hand the baton, you know, and let somebody run with it, praise God. And for me to cheer them on and just to encourage them like my church did when I was young in the Lord. They looked over a lot of stuff that I had going on in my life, man. But I was on fire for Jesus. I was on fire to preach the gospel, you know, and been called on the inside. And you know what? He is a keeper. He's our keeper. He's kept me all these years. He's kept you all these years, hallelujah. I mean, not for a weak end, not for a defeated end, but for a glorious end, you know, I mean, that we would, the Bible says in Psalms over there that we would still bear fruit in old age. We're none of us in here old yet. Old is like 98 or 100. I mean, 57, I don't feel 57. I don't know what 57 feels like other than I'm here, you know. And I'm not going to ask 57-year-olds, a lot of them, because they ain't doing too good, you know. So I'm going to look in the Bible, and I've got an, see, if you're in your teens, you've got an anointing for your teens. If you're in your 20s, you've got an anointing for the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, then the 50s and then the 60s and then the 70s. How many knows that anointing, man? I mean, just like Elijah outruns chariots of horses. He was in his anointing. We're in our anointing. I mean, Samson, you know, he was in his anointing. Once his commitment got back there with the Lord, his hair began to grow and all of that. I mean, he did more destruction to the enemy in his last days than he ever did in his living days. And see, God's going to take us on into the glory of God. And we've got that up ahead. Brethren, this is the Apostle Paul. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The scripture up above that, Paul says, I'm going after that I have been apprehended of in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul experienced Jesus on the road to Damascus. Now, if you give your heart to Jesus, you've already had that Damascus Road experience. You've already been there where Paul was at. That it was just a meeting with the Lord there. And then Paul, later on, he's the one that wrote a third of the New Testament, most of the New Testament, man. I'm talking about in prison, in bonds, on ships. I mean, he's took into slavery, hallelujah. Even the Holy Ghost went to him, and the Holy Spirit told him in the book of Acts. He told him, everywhere you go, things are going to happen. You're going to be this, going to be troubled. Begin to tell him. But he said, none of these things move me. See, the only thing that needs to move me and you in this earth is the Holy Spirit. Now, I know when things come to our life and challenges come to our life, sometimes we have to adjust and get adjusted to it and get focused and all of that. But every time it comes, if we will move forward, God is already with us. You're not waiting on God to be with you. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Our biggest challenge is our mind. Our biggest challenge is not going by how we feel, what it looks like, by the report and all of that stuff. Pastor Brad, I went up. I felt led to go up and preach for his, minister or pray for his boy. Now, his boy has known the Lord, and I don't know where his life is, and that's what I told him. I said, I'm not here to preach to you. I said, I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to pray for you. You know, I'm not here to preach to you. I said, because you know a lot about God. You know a lot, you know, and all of that stuff. Well, anyways, prayed the prayer of faith there and what I felt like the Lord and everything. And about a day and a half later, I almost called. I'm telling you this for a reason. I almost called to get a report to my pastor, you know. And I thought, no, I'm not going to call to get a report. I'm waiting on the report that I believed for. Now, there's a difference there, you know, in your believing. When you're believing God for something, don't wait till you get a good report, get the report you're believing God for to believe. You believe before you get the report. And then you patiently wait on that report. I told my pastor, I said, yeah, I started to call you. I said, that's what we're expecting, ain't it? I said, just a couple of more days, I said, he'll be out of there. And he did. 2 more days went by, and he went home. But I told him, I said, you know, I started to call and get the report. I said, but I thought, nah, I don't need a report. I said, so I was actually waiting on you to call and give me what we prayed for. See, this year, God's already, there's a lot of folk that God, they pray prayers, but they're not faith. We got to make sure, and the only way that we can do that truly is get in here and renew our mind to the Word of God, to what God said. And that faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. Having problem in your body, get in there, meditate on that Word, meditate on it. I'm talking about get 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 58, and then tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. I mean, after you meditate on that Word, walk around, saying out of your mouth, keeping your mind on the Word, hallelujah. Now you're moving forward. You're not standing still. Nothing's stopping you. Nothing's holding you back. And those mountains that it talks about, we'll read the scripture in a minute, they have to begin to move out of your way. Sickness has to begin to work its way out of your body. Sickness is an alien to me and you. Why? Because by Jesus' stripes we were healed. We are not down here and sick trying to get healed. When we're attacked, we're up here already healed, and the circumstances are trying to get us to agree with them. Hallelujah. Don't agree. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, it says, how can two walk together lest they agree? See, we got to be in agreement with the Lord. I mean, He's in us. We love Him. And a lot of times, we don't do things. Sometimes we do things when God can't move out of ignorance, Johnny, out of not knowing, and then letting it slip, and that's why the Bible is very important to be meditating day and night on it. But he knows we got to make plans. 2023 is gone, and I praise God for it. I prospered 2023. I believe God to increase, and God increased me. He increased us here at church. There's Chris and his wife. There's the brother back there. And the last of 2023, God said, I'm going to give you a little spurt of it. And then see, Max got to work on it because he's not good with crowds. And we already see the church full in here, so we got to get Mac ready. Just a few at a time, Mac. I told him when we come in, I said, Mac, we're going... I said we're going to have to move that wall right there, put a stage, make room for you on the praise team. Hallelujah, praise God. I mean, we should encourage one another. Now, it's been funny, but hey, if you want to sing, we'll give you a microphone. And if you can't keep a tune in the bucket, we'll turn it off like I do Aubrey now, and you just sing along. I'm playing with you now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many knows the Bible says that laughter doeth good like a medicine? We've got enough. We look around the news and work and going back to work. I know what you're talking about, Johnny. Gosh, we got to have that anointing to go back to work. But how many knows He's going to anoint us? Hallelujah. And I mean, the Bible says that we'll enjoy the works of our hands, right? not get up and dread going to work. I mean, all of us have got to just, you know, send us a couple $1,000 in the mail a week, probably all of us get fat and lazy and we wouldn't do nothing for Jesus. But he gives us Bible promises that we can enjoy life. We can enjoy going to work. We can enjoy, but his presence with us causes us to enjoy life. That's what John 10:10, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. And one translation says that you might enjoy life to its fullest. Hallelujah. So this year, it's like when I got down and began to seek the Lord, I could just hear God saying, I could just hear him in my spirit, you know, about business. And he said, I want you, and I thought, well, man, you that's kind of leaving people out, you know. And he said, everybody's in business. He said, everybody's employed by me. He said they might be getting a paycheck. He said, but they work for me. He said, so my business is a little bit different than the world business. And then I thought about the scripture where it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. The Lord spoke to me 27 years ago when somebody told me, they said, well, you know, we're not supposed to serve Jesus for material things. We're not supposed to serve Jesus, you know, wanting better cars. We're supposed to just be happy where we are. I tried to find scripture to back that up in the Bible, and I couldn't find it nowhere. I found out in the Bible that Jesus drove a brand new donkey. Never broke. Nobody ever tamed it. He told him, go down there and tell him I have need of it. I mean, I bet that ain't the only one tied out there. That's what they did, rode donkeys. He could have said, now look, get me a tame one. Don't give me that little young buck down there, you know. And the Lord spoke that to me. He said, I'm not against you having good stuff. I'm not against you. He said, I'm against it having you. Don't go after it. Don't go after things. Come after me and I'll add things to you. He said, I'll give you desires and they'll be God desires, and then you'll believe me for it, whether it's a house or a car and all that. He said, then you're relying on me to give you what I said I would do in the Bible. Hallelujah. We've been called with a high calling, a holy calling, a God calling, and we've been anointed with a God anointing. Not a natural anointing. This anointing of God destroys yokes and lifts burdens. What that means is I go about in life, and when things tries to happen, I won't be in darkness of it. It'll shed light. The word will shed light. But the anointing breaks the yokes that's trying to take me in bondage. And I would encourage you, get a stronghold of trusting God. People talk about strongholds are not good, and they one side it's not, but the other side it is. A stronghold of going to the Word, going to Him first, like Johnny said. Turning to Him first, leaning on Him. I thought about that song, you know, it's talking about lean on your brother, but I always talk about Jesus. Lean on me when you're not strong, when you need a friend. You know, and I was just talking about lean on your brother. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's one you lean on, the Most High. That I mean, he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he always gives you a breakthrough, he always breaks through for you, he always gives you an answer, and if he don't move the mountains you are facing, he will give you the grace and the ability to walk through it. He will give you the ability, and you won't come out on the other side saying, oh, nobody knows. You'll come out and say, glory to God. What Satan meant for my bad, God turned it around, and he brought out good in it, according to Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. John 10:10, he said that Jesus come that we might have life and to the full till it overflows, nothing broken, if you study it and break it down. Well, you know, my marriage was one of the things that I really, really wanted in my life to be good before I got saved, and I just couldn't no matter what I did. Drugs, what didn't make it better, all those things didn't make it better that I tried and thought and, you know, and all of that stuff, you know, and I got born again, and then that was that God began to take my desire and begin to do something with my desire when I was towards Him. And today, 38 years later, praise God, you couldn't get me to look at another woman. Not that they're ugly and all that. That's my dream of having a good marriage, a family together. My son back there on the praise team, and his wife back there on she's in the media ministry and all of that stuff. But I can relate it back to God telling me, if you'll look to me, if you'll do what the Word says, then I will bring to pass what your heart's desire is. And the Bible says in Psalms over there, it says if we'll delight ourselves in the Lord, that He will give us the desires of our heart. If we will commit our ways unto Him, He'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And so it thrills me today when I see marriages in trouble and I have that arena to get in there just a little bit and begin to minister just a little bit, because a lot of times the enemy just slips in. And I mean, I've seen people, we were young and she was 15 and I was 18. We understand. Huh? 14. I raved the crowd. Robbed the crowd. You know, they say, well, we didn't get to live life. And I always tell them, no, you're wrong. It's not got nothing to do with you got married at 14, 17, 18, and you didn't get to know. You enjoy life in Jesus. You know, and tell them, you know, it's not a religious thing. It's that Jesus wants to come into it, and He wants you to enjoy your marriage. He wants the ones that are looking you to, your kids, to enjoy Jesus because they can see what He's doing in your life, praise God. See, moving forward means that I'm going to work on my marriage a little more. I could work on it. And Teresa said amen. Well, the only way I could really work on it is not go sit down and go, well, baby, what would make you happy? Because she's going to tell me everything she don't want me to do, and that's not going to work, because there's some things I just like to do, and I'm going to continue doing them unless Jesus tells me something. But how did I please her will be me get closer to the Lord. And the closer I am to the Lord, the more that I will know what she likes, and the more that I will know, I'll have these quickenings. You know, go with her, don't go with her, do that. You know, and those promptings, husbands and wives, you know, it'll cause that marriage to bun, and it'll be God moments. It'll just be God moments. Just like Zach. I mean, that was a God moment. Zach sitting back there, he never slept through the service, I know, but I mean, you know, get so bored, gotta go to the bathroom, come back, you know, wall around, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, I mean, nothing changed. I mean, he's been here 10 years, and I'm like, man, you've been around this man for 10 years. But something happened to Zach. It's like God goes, poof! Turns the light on. You know, and then all of a sudden, perspectives are different. Seeing people are different. And I'm not just talking about Zach. That's because just an example there, you know, God's moving Zach into his future. God's going to move Zach into his promises that he's had all along for Zach. The Bible says that he knew me and you before we were even born. He had a plan for us. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts, the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. See, we're this generations down from those generations that God told them, just like He told David in Psalms 27, that has always meant something really special to me, because most of my especially young Christian life, it seemed like all hell broke loose in my life all the time. I mean, the more I tried to fast and get close to the Lord, the more attacks that I would get from people and different things. And I would be like, what is the use? Well, I'm reading in Psalms 27 one night, and I run across that scripture. Beth, put that up there. Where David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that I read that, and I mean, that just come alive in me, and I thought, glory to God. And the Lord said, believe to see my goodness in some of this. Instead of complaining, instead of getting down, and instead of getting discouraged, and see, what was God doing? God was giving me a word where I was crossing that bridge that I couldn't get across by myself. And God was giving me a word to strengthen me with his might in my inner man. That's a God moment thing when that happens to you. And then I begin to believe God that all these things are going to work together. And I begin to see God able to move. It wasn't that I was getting God to move. God was wanting me to move with him. God was wanting me to keep my mind on him. God was wanting me to meditate on him and see him as my strong tower. See him as my deliverer. He does all of us. He's taking us into, I don't care what you're facing. I went to the jails one time, and I had three-year jail ministry at three different jails and prison, different things at different times. But I went to the jail, and they was ladies in this, I call it bullpen, you know. Maybe it wasn't. They'd put a bunch of them in there together. And when I was there ministering, the Lord spoke to me. I just looked across, and my eyes caught this one young lady. And I'd never seen her before or anything. And the Lord spoke to me and said, tell her she's going home. And so I just, out of my mouth, you know, I just said it. I said, ma'am, the Lord said to tell you that you're going home. You're going home. And I just walked on. I was by myself, so I never went in the women's and ministered to them. I just stuck my head in, and there it wasn't there. Well, the next Sunday, man, I started by there, and they were screaming and a-hollering. Hey, preacher, preacher, come here, come over here. And I'm like, yeah, we're good today. Didn't have nobody with me, you know. And she said, well, I just want to tell you something. She said, that woman that you told her that she was going home, she was waiting to be extradited. They had already sentenced her for bad checks, about three or four, whatever it is, and it's turned into you going to jail. Said, you know, and you said that, and we, you know, found out later on, they said, man, he can't be right. He ain't right, you know. He ain't right. But that was God. God was showing up into her life. I don't know how he was doing it, but he was going to make himself real that I am your deliverer. And you know what? It caused all those ladies, you know, to acknowledge God more in there. But anyhow, I went back and they said, she went home. The judge overturned it. We can't believe it. I said, whatever God says, I said, for your life, I said, you can put it in the bank. No matter what your challenges are, God said you're free, you're free. Had a guy coming to church here, and he stole cars and all kinds of stuff. We all know him, and you know. And but anyways, I didn't know what kind of trouble. Well, he come up, you know, and I'm just preaching like I do now. I try not to find out anything about y'all guys. I don't need to be up in all that. That can hinder me from being free up here, you know. So I don't try to find out. I don't know if y'all tithe or not. I don't have no idea. You might not believe that, but I'm telling you. I don't keep up with all that. That's none of my business, you know. But anyways, I mean, he comes up and I'm on the sound booth getting it lit up and everything. And he said, well, I got to go to court tomorrow. And he said, they're going to sentence me, blah, 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 you know. And I mean, he's telling me, and I'm sitting there, and I'm feeling kind of hopeless. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, and in ourselves, we are. I mean, we are, but we're not in ourselves. So, you know, I mean, I had this oppression that was on him. I could feel it, you know, and just defeated and just washed up and just, you know, I mean, and if you don't discern, that's not you. That's the way you'll feel. And you'll start giving in to it, and then you'll walk off, and you'll just forget about the things of the Lord, and you'll just be like, oh, God, I just feel so awful. You know, and I looked at him, prayed God, and I said, hey. I said, you know what? I said, you gave your heart to Jesus, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah, man, yeah, bro, you know I did. I said, good. I said, now, tomorrow, I said, you know what? I said, Jesus wiped the slate clean as far as in the spirit realm. I said, it's wiped clean. You know, I said, in light of what I said, don't go to court tomorrow putting your trust in the DA. Don't go putting your trust in whether you get a crooked judge or not. That's the way they think, some of them. this crooked system and blah, blah, you know. Well, we're believers. We can't believe like that because we got somebody that goes down into the crooked system. And he can make crooked places straight in the Bible, right? It's in the Bible. Now, he don't know it, but I know it. Now, I'm the relayer to him. And so I told him, I said, tomorrow when you go, man, I said, I've got a word for you tonight. I didn't know if it did or not. I mean, I got, he's here, and God give me a word, so evidently it's for you. So I told him, I said, go tomorrow. I said, when you go, I said, have your heart consecrated to the Lord. I said, and believe God to give you favor. Don't they, what, ain't that what he's talking about? He would have fainted lest he believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, you need to be equipped with these words where the Holy Ghost, wherever you at, can bring that up. And I'm talking about he can change somebody's life right out there in the middle of nowhere through you. But if you're all down and defeated, oh God, 2024 is gonna be, it's gonna be a good year. Cause why? Cause we're gonna trust Jesus. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to fast, and we're going to fast at times, and we're going to do the things that Christians used to do, some of them, a lot of them. I mean, it's just common for me to go on a fast if I'm facing something. I mean, that's normal for me. If I'm facing something I'm not really sure and it don't look good or I need answers, it's not uncommon for me to go on a fast for a day or two, you know, and just consecrate myself to the Lord and just tell him, here I am. I'm open for you, Lord. I'm open to you. You know, because we're going to do these things. We're going to meditate on the Word. If you ain't used to meditate, I mean, somebody told me one time, they said, is that all you ever think about is the Bible? And I said, well, ain't much good else to think about that I can think of. And then somebody told me when I was a young Christian, that Bible, it'll brainwash you. And I thought, oh, my God. You know, I left and I thought, it'll brainwash you. Then all of a sudden I thought, well, I led our life pretty bad for 27 years. Maybe my mind needs to be brainwashed. But it's called renewing of your mind in the Bible. It's called in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but the world's way, the age. It don't mean the ground. It means the age around you, the thoughts that you have are contrary to the Word. That's why it's important for us to know the Word of God, for us to study the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. I can tell you after I got born again, God spoke to me, Joshua 1:8, and he said, give me that scripture, man. I think you got it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein how often? I mean, he's telling them day and night. Day and night. Meditate day and night. He said that thou mayest observe to do it. That means embrace it. I'm going to believe God to see his goodness. That's what it tells me to do. That's what he's talking about. He said, meditate on that. So you need to meditate on that. I believe to see. And then go around saying it. I believe to see God's goodness in this. Glory to God, God, according to your word, I'm to believe to see your goodness. And I thank you my marriage is going to turn around. I thank you my heart's going to be changed, Lord. I thank you that my situations are going to turn around because I'm believing. That's how you do it. It's real simple. Satan wants to make it real hard. But it's not real hard to believe God. You just look at that word and say, well, the word says it, and bless God, I'm doing it. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord, I just believe to see your goodness in the land of the living. And you know what? Some of you that's in business, well, all of you. God said, I'm going to increase business for the ones that will believe me. He said, 2024 is going to be a financial, supernatural financial increase in your life if you'll believe me. That's why I'm going to bring me a first fruit offering, you know, Sunday. I'm going to bring me a first Sunday of the first year offering to my God. To Jesus. And I'm going to believe him for supernatural increase in my business. I'm going to believe him for supernatural increase for this church. I'm going to give him an offering for you. I mean, all of us, whoever partakes in it, you know. But my offering's going to cover you. I'm believing God to increase in this church, that people come, not just to come to church, but Lord, the ones that you have anointed, the ones that you've called here and are drawing here, Lord, that is called here to get in the your will in their lives and get connected to your plan that we don't even know about. Lord, I'm believing for them. And I believe God's going to do it in 2024. You know, we got to break out some walls, build on, I mean, run out of room. That's a good problem. See, God's been training us all this time. Some of us ain't very social, and he's been working on us because you're going to become social. He's going to bring masses into the kingdom this last days. And they're not all going to be churched and not all going to know. But you know what? I mean, they're going to some of them really be jacked up from the floor up. I mean, you know, but they're going to be real and they're going to get right. And they're going to be anointed and they're going to lay hands and they ain't even perfect yet. He's going to anoint them and he's going to use us to train them. He's going to use us to encourage them to meditate day and night on God's word and not get in that religious clique. Oh, God, whatever you want, Lord, whatever your will is. No, we know the will of God. The Bible says for us to know his will in Philippians. And you hear it, you know, and I'm not down in judging. You know, but people will say, oh, God, just wrap your loving arms around my family. And no, he can't wrap his loving arms. He's on the throne up there. Jesus is on his right hand. Now, he can shoot a burst of his spirit. I mean, he can quicken the dead. And we got to call those things that be not as though they are. I call myself well. I call myself healed. I may go to the doctor. Symptoms may be there. I'm not going to change my thinking about the Word of God. The Word of God says that the Word works mightily in me and you. So I'm going forward and I'm saying glory to God. I'm going to live long, satisfied, strong, not in a wheelchair, not where I can't move life, according to your Word, God. And I meditate on that. And my body does give me little fits every now and then. But I don't put up with them long. Why? Because the Word gives you authority. Jesus gives you authority. Put that Deuteronomy 28 up our bed, please. Now, this is what God told me. He said, I want you to go to Deuteronomy 28. He said, and I want you to begin to read it. He said, and I want you to tell them, as you read this right here, whatever sticks out to you, that's God speaking to you. But you've got to lay hold of it. And you need to take, let's just read it, and I'm going to tell you one instance. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God, who will? He will set you on high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall what? Come on you. And overtake you. He said, and overtake if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. And I told God back years ago, I said, God, this was all the rules and regulations that he said, yeah. He said, and Jesus made a new covenant. He said, now you listen, give me Romans 8, 16. Those that are led by the Spirit, I think it is. Romans 8, 14. For those that are led by the Spirit of God, he said, yes, you're not under all those things that they had to do. He said, but Jesus completed all of them. He said, now you're led by the Holy Spirit. Take the Word and be led by whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. That's all you do, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. And bless God, it works. I'm just telling you. Shall come on thee and over, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city we're in Bluntsville. Woo! Blessed down here. Right? Wherever you live. He said, blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of your body. There's somebody's baby. Right there. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Hallelujah. and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. I got some of them. I went over there, I thought, man, how many cows I got now? And I done forgot how many cows I got. So the calves. So I go over there, and I'm like, I'm counting them, and I'm like, hey, how'd all y'all get out here, man? I got 9 little babies, and I thought I had 4 or 5. I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah. Increase coming on out here. You know, the goodness of God, so I ain't got time to keep up with all the blessing. It just keeps happening, hallelujah. Well, I'm reading this. He said, let me go on. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be the basket at thy storehouse. Go ahead, Beth. Blessed shall be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rises up against you to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways. The Lord shall command, that's great. Woo! The Lord shall command his blessing upon thee in the storehouse, in all, Johnny, your work tomorrow. In all that thou settest thine hand shall be blessed. Shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he swore unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Now this happened to me in there years ago. I told my brother, me and him were partners, went partners 1993, 1994, somewhere along in there. And we was partners for a couple, 3 years. And so every morning I broke out Deuteronomy 28. Headed to the first job. Every morning, I broke it out because God had spoke to me Joshua 1:8. And I had a clear understanding that he wasn't talking about Joshua 1:8 verse only. He was talking about Deuteronomy. He's talking about love your enemies. He's talking about, you know, husbands, love your wife. He's talking about meditating on the word day and night, you know, blessed going in now and all that. Well, I'm reading that every morning. I said, we're going to make our way prosperous. You know, I said, God's already with us. He's in us. He's with us. He's for us. Who can be against us? I said, God said for us to meditate on his word all the time. Don't meditate on my job. Don't meditate on my trouble at home. Don't meditate on how I need Teresa straightened on out. She's way better than she was 20 years ago, 25. Whoo, good Lord, I thought she was the devil's daughter, although she was born again. But how many knows? God knows how to take our lives, man, and get it all clicking. But he didn't tell me to meditate on all the trouble at work. He didn't tell me to meditate on all the work that we wasn't getting. We barely was getting by. He didn't tell me. He told me to meditate. So I told him, I said, God wants us to meditate on this day and night. We go down into a subdivision, and we had some doors on the back, 2 jobs on the back of the truck. We had 2 jobs that day. And we went in this subdivision to put these one, and the other job was somewhere else. And we went in, and while we were putting them doors in, I just had read this, that you'll be blessed going in, blessed going out, you know. And didn't even know really what it meant, you know. I mean, I don't understand the Bible. I still don't understand a lot of it. How many knows you don't have to? The one that understands it can quicken it to you. Then it's not understand here. It's done went down here. And now it's going to produce the God kind of faith. Now it's going to produce the God kind of joy and peace and strength and ability and motivation. Well, guy walks up there and he says, hey, boys. He said, reckon y'all give me a price on that? And my brother, he said, yeah, give me just a minute. So he calls down there, gets the price on them, and it's the same doors that we got on the back of the truck. And he gave him the price, and he said, when can y'all put them in? And I looked at him, and I said, we'll put these in. And then we'll go back and get 2 more. You know, well, we all excited. I'm like, glory to God, there was a move of God, man, there was God, you know. And then all of a sudden, I said, hey. I said, he said, we'll be blessed going in. And blessed going out. That's the first time that scripture come alive to me in the natural. And I told him, I said, glory to God, man. That's Deuteronomy 28, man. I said, we can't fail. I said, look here what God's doing. I said, we're meditating on His Word, and then He's doing the work. These blessings are going to come on us and overtake it. And that business went from nothing to $500,000 gross and growing right back there in one little corner of an office that we built out of pallets. The auditor come to audit me, and she didn't even stay when she seen our office. She marked complete. The IRS come to see us. And then she said, what's that truck right there? And I said, oh, they're delivering my doors. Well, it wasn't about 6 or 8 weeks come to find out they'd been overcharging me on taxes, the company, and they owed me $10,000. Bless going in. Bless going out. Bless, rebuke the devourer. Hallelujah. See, God's want me to share it. He's just as real about this stuff today as He was back then in 1995. Like God, I mean, I'm looking 2024 and I'm saying, whoo, yeah, glory to God. We've been attacked for 3 or 4 weeks, people sickness and blah, blah, blah. You know, but the glory of the Lord's on us. Hallelujah. See, you got to believe to see these things come to pass. Meditate on that. Read it every morning. Read Deuteronomy 28. Think about it. Meditate on it. Meditate on, God told him, he said, tell them to meditate on me being good to them. He said, it's in line with the word. I'm a good God. All good things come from me. He said, tell them to meditate. He said, tell them to thank me for it before they see it. Tell them to say it. Say it. Thank you, Lord, that I'm blessed going in. Blessed. All you're doing is getting in agreement with God and getting in agreement with the Word of God and getting in agreement with the Holy Spirit, and then He does the works. The Holy Spirit does the works. Had a guy to call me today, and I took off first time 30 years for a week. You know, and so I had that one bad phone call. I shouldn't have answered it on Monday. And got it all cleared up today, and they sent me, anyhow, I won't go through all that. It was somebody else's customer, and they're glad I dealt with him that way, you know. But anyways, had a guy to call me today, and he said, whoo, finally you're back in business. I said, well, I ain't been out of business, man. I only closed for a week, man, just a week. Okay, you know how it is, Scott, he said, you know how it is. When you need something, it seems like 3 months. And I said, well, it ain't been but a few days, man. You know? Well, what I'm saying, he ain't called nobody else, Johnny. He calling me. They waiting on you. They'll wait on you. What God gives you, they can't nothing take. I'm telling you, your stance of faith, I'm talking about, the Bible says, when you're believing God, it's a shield of faith. Taking the shield of faith, Ephesians 6. That quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Keeping our mind on this, you will not be depressed. I can take a depressed church, oppressed church, depressed church, and just get them on their mind on the Word and on Jesus for about a week and a half, and they'll be shouting and running around the building. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! What happened? Nothing but you. You just changed your mindset. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you believe in the Bible, you believe in line with the Bible now. The Bible says you're a victorious. So you got to start thinking victorious. Don't think defeated. Don't think you're going to be defeated no more. Don't even entertain that anymore. You're not going to be defeated in your marriage. You're not going to be defeated. College guys, y'all going to college? God owns the colleges. The Bible says the earth and everything, I get my believing from Scripture, the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. The Bible says the gold and silver is mine, says the Lord. He can pay for your college. Hallelujah. It's just really as simple as what Johnny, take it, learn from me, goes to him first. Don't wait 2 days, man, you're just misery. Go to Him first. Go to the Word first. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. Because God, I could see God. I could just almost see God in my spirit in a lot of our lives that we don't even know He's working. He, like in that computer, there's, you do little buttons, man, or whatever, and it works for you in there. You know, I figured out, I don't got a Bible out, but I was looking for that scripture where it says, how could two work together lest to be agreed. I thought, yeah, Lord, I got to go in yonder and get strong coordinates out. Find that word. And all that. And there laid my phone. I picked it up and hit Google. And I put, how can two walk together? Boop. And it said Amos 3:3. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I made my day easy. I studied. I'm out to get up off the couch, man. I didn't have to go drag the big strong shoe coordinates out and all of that. You know, technology can be used bad, but technology, we use it to our good, right? Hallelujah. But see, that was God. This had that thought, you know, then I didn't have to do all that laboring to get that one scripture, praise God. But I want you to go into 2024. God does. I'm cheering you on. I mean, I really, truly love you. I love serving here. I don't love it, but I really, really like serving here with y'all guys. And, you know, when I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you that I get to go preach again. I get to go to church and minister again, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's been 30 years I've been ministering the gospel. Hallelujah. And I still ain't figured out how to do it. I got all these things, and I didn't use none of them hardly. Well, I mean, I write things down. See, I've learned in school that I did math was the only thing that I liked. I didn't like social studies. I didn't like spelling. All of that, I just didn't like it. And so my teacher figured out to get me to learn something that should make me write it. So I took that up. I did learn some things in school because I wrote it down. You got to pay attention when you're writing it down. You know, you're paying attention. That's why they, in school, they're like, Scotty, I'll not spit that spitball, and I want you to write it 175 times and have it in here on my desk tomorrow, or you're going to the principal's office. I was take spitballs and poof, to a straw in school. So next time I want to do that, I'll be like, oh, man, that was anguish. That writing them sentences, my hand cramped up, everything, man. I didn't get to watch whatever I was watching, didn't get to go outside, you know. So it kind of tamed me down on, you know, it reminded me. Don't spit no spitballs at your teacher, you know. But writing it down, some of us, it'll help. You know, when God speaks to you, write it down. And then put it on your refrigerator and say, God said this. God said this. No matter what happens, God said this. So I want to encourage you, you know. Start this year out, and I know you are. You're here tonight, praise God. I mean, you know, and I feel the enthusiasm, the faith, and the energy, you know, praise God. Hallelujah, that God's given us. But this year is going to be one of the best years that we as the body of Christ have ever had. And I'm not saying that to hype you up. I know what God's saying. He's saying just march and move forward and believe bigger. Believe for bigger things. Believe for me to move bigger. He can move big as I believe. Especially when I'm in line with the Word of God. Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you'll have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So y'all go for soldiers. Praise the Lord. Let them bullets fly. Let them fly. No weapons formed against you will prosper. Let your feelings rage and just come out of your mouth and say, I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't walk by how I feel. Praise God. When you don't like your job, say, glory to God, I enjoy the works of my hands, Lord. Glory to God. When you don't feel strong, the Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. If you feel like you're never going to get ahead in life, you can't be out of debt, come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. This will be my year, Lord. I'm going to have the increase of God, supernatural financial increase. It happened all through the Bible. At seven years, debt was canceled, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Father. We thank you.